Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Oz Made. It's Matty Garwood, and one of Australia's favourite acts is Sheppard. And we're very lucky for 2020 to have some consistent music coming out from these guys. They've got their latest one with Symphony, and I'm catching up with George right now. He's taken a little break from in the studio. Thanks, George, for coming on Oz Made.
How are you, Matty?
I'm going really well, mate. How are you finding everything with COVID and stuff?
Yeah, mate, it's actually been a bit of a creative time for us. We've obviously not had many gigs. We did a runway gig, which was nice. Like, they closed down the runway at the Gold Coast Airport for us,
yes,
and we got to perform a couple of songs, which was a bit surreal, not just because we're at an airport, but because we were playing a gig. But yeah, for the most part, man, we've just been hunkered down, getting creative, kind of trying to finish this third album off, because before COVID hit, we had decided that we were going to be releasing the album in this kind of unorthodox way of having every track on the album as a single and releasing a single every month of the year. With Spotify and streaming nowadays, it's a bit sad, but people tend not to listen to an entire album.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of done it in a way where people will listen. They will listen to the whole album, even if they like it or not.
With it being single after single coming out and doing really well themselves, was there ever that moment when you guys sat down, once all this started happening in the world, going, maybe we should reassess?
It was almost like we built it for COVID. We got really lucky in that sense because we had planned to do this thing where we were going to release online content. We were going to bunker down anyway. We were trying not to do too many shows this year because we knew that we were going to be doing this, and it was going to be a pretty intense year of creating and recording and writing. So we had already planned to do this, and COVID came along and sort of forced everybody into a similar model. We just went full steam ahead with it. We were like, okay, cool. So now there's definitely no gigs to distract us. We can just meet up as often as we want because we've got a studio here at home. We've all been quarantining here and just getting creative.
Awesome, mate. Now, we're talking about the newest one, which is Symphony. How did you find a little bit of inspiration for that one?
We like writing happy music. We love these kind of like catchy big choruses. And this was the first time we haven't been ashamed to do it, especially in the Australian music industry. People aren't super fond of happy music, you know, whether it's disingenuous or people think it's uncool. I don't know what it is, but we've always sort of like written it looking between our fingers. There's not a single minor chord in the entire song. It's all just uplifting major chords.
Now, something else, George, that's a little bit brighter coming into 2020 is, of course, your hair. Normally, I think Amy was more the one that was kind of known for having the outlandish kind of blue hair. What made you decide that you were going to go a little bit lighter with the blonde to match your other sister?
Well, I was sick of her getting all the attention, Matty. I'll just tell you that much.
Mate, you just need to do some more booty shaking and you'll get as much attention as her. That's what she's doing.
It was a situation of like, you know, Amy, she does. She looks like a rock star. She's like got the whole thing down. I was just like a normal casual dude. this was the first sort of year that I was like, ah, you know what? Let's do something a little bit rock star. Something a bit outrageous.
Good on you, so, mate. High fashion.
Blonde. Yeah.
A lot of people are doing
shirt.
I bought a new shirt. And now, George, you mentioned before about how you had the runway gig. What else is Sheppard doing with like online sort of social media stuff at the moment?
Yeah, man, we're just trying to do a video with every single that we release.
Yeah, and big productions too, mate. Yeah, I like the kind of Jedi one. It's excellent.
The Jedi one. That's perfect.
It's kind of got that Star Wars theme. George Lucas directed that one, perhaps.
Yeah, actually, now that you mention it, I'm going to use that. Whenever anyone asks me what the clip is about, I'm going to say I was a rogue Jedi. The clip that we've got coming for Symphony is like a lot of animation. I had to use my girlfriend, Kathleen, in place of a real actor because we couldn't have anybody that we weren't quarantined with on set type of thing.
How'd she go?
She was like a duck to water, mate. I thought she was just a physiotherapist and, you know, she had no interest in being in the spotlight. As soon as she sat in the makeup chair, she just became Beyonce Knowles. I've never seen anything like it.
Having your sisters there, you've obviously got your girlfriend Kathleen, but has there ever been a moment when you kind of maybe went to pull after a show or something and you wish that your sisters weren't there?
I met Kathleen about a week before our first single went to radio.
Oh, right.
So the entire time we've been in a band, I've not had that sort of awkward moment after a show.
Yeah, it's harder to sneak off now though with your blonde
Leave
hair.
Leave me alone, Mum!
George Sheppard, the high fashion leading man of Sheppard. thanks so much for joining, mate. It's been a great chat.
Oh, pleasure, Matty. Thanks for having me on. Hi, this is George from Sheppard, and this is our brand new single, Symphony, on Oz Made.